How are you?
Yes, hello. This is Catherine, the local Flash. Is this Sean? Sean Smith?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Great.
Good. Well, before anything, we just wanted to line up. This call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yeah, no worries.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, Sean, we've spoke with you a couple of times already, and we really wanted to check if you're able to go through your dashboard and see some numbers, see what has been going on with your account, and, of course, just basically everything about your marketing.
Well, I mean, real by telling you this, I mean, I'm not enjoying the progress even towards leave. You know, I'm just starting to get a couple of leads here and there, but I still ain't enjoying that because I haven't went out of any form of job. The main thing I need to really focus on is basically dealing with, you know, some ads. I'm not concerned myself in the aspect of where I'm ranking and all this kind of stuff. You know, people can come and see the website and go from there.
Of course.
But the moral of the story, you're dealing with a time that it's digital. Everything is digital, okay? AI, as you know, artificial intelligence, and so forth. So since we're dealing with that, okay, we're dealing with a situation of everything needs to launch on one platform. Meta has extraordinary captured the entire market. It ain't about just focusing upon typing roofing company. When you do that, it doesn't matter how you think about how you're ranking and so forth with Google and all that. It really doesn't matter. What it is focusing upon when they're going to see the ad and how what they're going to do after they see the ad. Most seniors is going to see on Facebook, you know, and even if they come and just type roofer, you know, you got lead companies will actually target people. They go to either lead side or they go to Facebook. A lot of seniors don't do all that typing on the phone and all. Half of them don't even know how to use the phone. So the Facebook ads and as far as digital and focusing upon that and also dealing with leads is how you generate customers. But the rest of the stuff are how you're focusing upon SEO and it matters that you have a website, but it doesn't matter how you're ranking and all that. People just concern themselves as far as what I've been seeing. Because the thing about it is that you guys are charging me $240. I don't think it's even, you know, for what I've been getting, the value is not there. The value for the package is not there at all, tremendously. You know, I want to focus on just maintaining a website with a little amount of money and focus upon how I'm going to get adding customers. So the thing about it is that I'm having a point of having to downsize. I'm getting $135, you know, in process of managing the website and running ads. You see?
Okay.
So the moral of the story is, I need to focus upon that. Me being at front line and, You're not going to get calls to that. It's just being real. If you're not pushing ads out there in leads, you're not getting phone calls. And that goes for the people that's ranking on top. It's not, they don't get no phone calls like that. They get calls by running campaign ads. That's how you get calls. When people see those ads, they go ahead and take those ads and work and then call someone after they see the ad. It's just how it's been working. You know, so, I mean, I've learned a lot. I've spent the money unwisely. You know, I've been with you guys 3-4 months. I'll be honest with you, the results are terrible. You know, it really is. I don't think I need to focus upon spending that kind of money no longer because, you know, you're not going to get that kind of call like that with people. It just ain't gonna happen. And I'm talking about big time roofing companies. We're talking about big time roofing companies. It's not you. They're all they're doing is lead. They're not even worrying about where they're at, number one, number two. Mm-hmm. They're not worrying about that. I'm just letting you know. You know, in order for them to get a campaign, that they work on a lot of leads and also working on they have a website. You know, you know that about it. I got a website. But when a customer is in emergency,
mm-hmm.
they don't care. They don't care who's number one, number two, and all that. They want the job done. And if they see your leads, if they see the ads, they're gonna focus themselves upon the ads and so forth. And they're gonna basically, you know, especially when you deal with a storm victims. They don't have no time to be typing up the roof guys and see, you know, they ain't got time. They're gonna go, and if they see somebody targeting, like a lead company targeting, because of storm being in that area, they're gonna exhaust the possibility of using that person because it's an emergency at that period of time. They're not gonna go, okay, well, who was the emergency? They're not gonna do that. I've known that. And I'm saying big time guys because we're talking about guys that's running $2,000-$3,000 just to maintain a website and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, they're focused upon leads. They're gonna get the amount of customers, put the Google review in, and go from there. But I'm not gonna, I think I'm spending too much money in the wrong place. That's just being real.
Totally understand that, of course, Sean. I mean, if you're investing, might as well get the return out of it, right? Like, get the return of your investment. And that's definitely what marketing does. When it comes to, like, really the spend, the amount of spend that you do have, I wouldn't say you're investing. I would kind of, like, half agree and half not. You're kind of I agree that you're not investing it in the right way. Because I would highly recommend you do Google Guarantee instead, rather than if you're looking for a lead, that's the best product for you. Google Guarantee. That's a pay-per-lead system of Google. So you pay Google every time they provide you a lead.
Yeah. I mean, that's also Facebook has that too, pay-per-lead, which means that when you pay, puts you in front of 200-300 people, 2,000 people, or whatever they put you.
Facebook ads actually are pay-per-clicks. So they're not kind of like confirmed leads, but they're someone is trying to reach out to you for the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. With the Google, you guys do that?
For the Google Guarantee, yes, that's what we do. And the good thing about it, though, is that I do see here, you're eligible to apply for a Google Guarantee. Now, this is the top product that Google has, by the way, Sean. Okay? Google Guarantee. Again, it's pay-per-lead. Google provides you leads. Now, the good thing about it, Sean, is that Google provides you unique leads. That means the lead is only being sent out to you and not to anybody else. So if you're looking into really converting it into a job, I would say this has a higher percentage because it's only sent out to you. However, please take note that not every business gets Google Guaranteed. You need to go over an application process, Sean, so you can go ahead and apply to become Google Guaranteed. You need to submit business documents and, of course, do a potential background check. Your Google business profile has to have at least 5-star reviews as well. Now, this is a reason why potential customers really trust Google Guaranteed businesses because they know that you go through a couple of, a couple of waves just to make sure you get Google Guaranteed. Now, one more thing about it, Sean, too, is what I've mentioned is that it's a pay-per-lead program, right? So what if the lead is not a qualified lead? Right? If it's just someone who's trying to mess up the business, well, then what we can do about it is that we can go ahead and dispute it. That means you don't end up getting billed for it.
What is the cost for that?
Very good question. Well, for that, for the application, there's just one time application fee of $250. However, after that, when you activate the ads, that is when the pay-per-lead system kicks in. If you want to know more about the pricing, I would recommend I send you over to our Google Guarantee team so you could go over all these information. And, of course, if you have other questions that they can attend to. Again, it's our Google Guarantee team that I'll be sending you over. So, you know, they could go ahead and discuss the in and out of it.
Okay, so is this a separate fee from, is a separate cost from the website?
But we can include the website. We can include, or we can actually offer the website at a very low price. Say, for example, if you're going to do Google Guarantee and you still need your website, we do hosting. Okay, we can host your website at $49 monthly. Plus, please take note as well, Sean, I wouldn't recommend you discontinue the services as of the moment because you're very interested in Facebook. What you've paid for up until the 27th of June to us actually includes Facebook ads. That's one of the products that you signed up with us, Facebook ads.
Okay, okay, so I think if I'm going to go to Google Guarantee, like I said, I'm ready.
It's kind of like I was saying, turning the right way if you do Google Guarantee. We're pushing for it because we know it works. Okay, we're definitely confident Google Guarantee works. Okay,
and that's pay per click. You said how much is
no.
Pay per lead. Okay, so how much is that? I mean, what does it cost?
Now, apart from the application fee, which is $250, because again, you don't get Google guaranteed overnight. For the fee, I would highly recommend. Let's see here. Well, I would say this has to be discussed by our Google Guarantee team. They know the pricing. Yeah. That's why we need to get you over to them. But don't worry, speaking with our Google Guarantee team doesn't mean you signed up. They're just mainly, you know, talking and discussing about the product because they're more experts about it than us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Google Guarantee. Okay.
Yep. Just let me know when is the best time. I mean, if you have time right now, I can send you over to our Google Guarantee team.
Yeah. Go ahead and send it out. I can make a decision on what I'm going to do. If I'm going to keep you guys or just switch over and I don't know.
Okay.
Just use it for the Google Guarantee or what?
Yeah, I mean, the Google Guarantee is something you could just keep as is, no more additional products. We have a lot of clients, we have a wide variety of clients who just do Google Guarantee with us because, again, they don't need the rest. Google Guarantee is already working.
That's right. Yeah, just go ahead and switch me up, please.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and get you a Google Guarantee specialist. Just stay on the line, okay?
Okay, no worries.
All right. I'll get back to you shortly, Sean.
All right, thank you again.
Hello, Sean?
Here.
Yeah, thank you so much for staying on the line. I really do apologize. Our Google Guarantee team is not available as of the moment. However, once a specific call ends, you're going to be next in line. So they're going to be calling you within the day, so probably just a few minutes. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So I'll just go ahead and have them give you a call. They're going to go ahead and discuss Google Guarantee. If you do have some more questions about Google Guarantee, just let them know, okay?
All right, no worries. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. And again, I'll just schedule a call with you 3 days before your next billing, which is 3 days before the 27th of June, to see how you go from there as well. Just in case, you know, there's going to be like a runaround because we've been running in like a couple – discussions already, just to make sure we don't miss the billing date. Okay?
All right, no worries. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. Anything else I can help?
No, that's going to be it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
How are you doing?
Bye.